Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here for some of you, it's the first time you've listened to us this year, even though you could have listened to us yesterday, but you decided to take the day off like some of the other lazy, slovenly sorts that didn't want to work on Monday. So Monday becomes Tuesday, Tuesday becomes Wednesday, you'll be confused all weekend. It's all your fault. We have not accomplished a lot here in the last 24 hours, but we did show up, so that's a new year and a new start for us. The 3rd of January, we're here to view, to hear, to connect. This is an important time of the year. Things are reborn. Things restart. Things are rejuvenated, and so we're here to inspire. In a manner of speaking, I think sometimes we inspire each other. Jay, you inspire me. I hopefully inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes for good conversation, good radio. Here's some good news for you to think about as we start this hour of the Good Day program. A breakthrough, in fact. There's some kind of a new, they call it a glue, but it really isn't glue in the sense that, you know, you put back broken pieces of glass or whatever.
Not like Elmer's or anything.
No. This is, I don't know who's, it's not Elmer's glue, but it's come from the University of California in San Francisco, where scientists there have engineered molecules that act like glue to directly bond tissues together. This has been something that regenerative medicine has been working on for quite a long time, and so now they have the breakthrough. I'm sure we'll talk about this week with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and possibly with Jack as well on our two medical programs that most of these stations carry on the weekend, with Dr. Jack Goodday Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This is the demonstration that was put forth by the team, showed customized adhesion that bound molecules together. And they thought it was kind of predictable in a manner of speaking. They then got control, if you will, of the regenerative potential of the body. So this glue has to be something that your body can identify and wrap itself around. You know how when people sometimes have transplants, they don't work because there is something from the other body that doesn't agree with your body because everybody's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Your cellular design is like your fingerprint. That's why DNA works, because your body is different. That's why the flu shots work with some people and they don't with others. That's why the flu shots have an impact on people and sometimes they don't have an impact on other people because of the specific needs of your body, the cellular structure of your body. It's really amazing and a miracle. Anyway, so the fellow that put this together said, quote, "We were able to engineer cells in a manner that allows us to control which cells this glue interacts with." Wow. Think about the brains that these people must have, right? Who thinks about stuff? Who is able to look at things like molecules and figure out that one is different than the other? Your human body is different than mine. So this thing, the way it works, the right adhesive molecular structure will create a communicative bond, and then there are trillions of cells in your body, so there's a pathway that's created by this. Hard to imagine unless you use, like, what would be an anecdotal reference? A path in the woods. You go out for a hike, right? And you take one path over another path. And so this bonding creates the characteristics of the structure that is being created. So the bond takes on, they somehow or other have to feed it the DNA from your body, and it has to adapt to the DNA of your body, whether it's your lungs, your liver, whatever it is, maybe I could use this to fix my shoulders instead of having the PRP I'm having next week.
Oh, very true. Yeah,
regenerative
medicine is so fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's like regenerative farming. That's the big thing now. Using what's there instead of adding things, enhance what's there with the properties that the soil has. That's what that's why composting works so well as it does instead of chemicals. Because one chemical may have an effect on what's growing, but it doesn't have an effect, at least a positive effect always, on the soil in which this stuff grows. That's kind of what we're doing here. Same thing as with the soil. So we all, now, if we understand this, I know this is a lot for a few minutes, but it's sort of a flexible molecular adhesion code that your body has that will determine which cells will interact. And this is something that we're starting to, I think, understand more and more. That is, as laymen we are, the doctors here certainly seem to understand it for sure. Listen, that's something to think about. You got something going on in your body? We had some interesting stories yesterday about cancer and some of the things over the last week or so, last couple of weeks, we've had some interesting stories about cancer treatment, what's coming down the pike in terms of how that stuff can be dealt with. Best way to deal with it is don't do the things that give it to you in the first place. That is, if you know. Sometimes you don't know, but you can predict if you're a smoker, a heavy drinker, you're way overweight, you're going to get cancer. The odds are not in your favor if you're doing any of those activities. So it's kind of like what happens. The odds are not in your favor if you play football. And as much as people seem to love this game, it is so dangerous. It over and over again, there are examples. Now, I don't know if this story about this Bills player, DeMar Hamlin, he collapsed on the field. Some of you may have heard the story. He had a cardiac
arrest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And so the game with the Bengals was postponed. The first quarter, and this guy went down. The NFL has made a lot of statements about this, and the Bills also, saying he suffered this cardiac arrest, this situation with his heart. The heartbeat was restored on the field, and then he was transferred to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, which is a good hospital.
Mm-hmm. They had to work on him on the field for about 9 minutes, over nine minutes. And then they did CPR and all those things. And once they got him transported into the ambulance took a pause in the tunnel because his mom was in the stands. So his mom made her way down to the ambulance so she could ride with him to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I tell you, he's still in critical condition. Now, the players will tell you that it wasn't, it's not the same thing as getting hit in the head all the time. Football is just a dangerous game. And I've never understood, although I don't know, maybe I can understand a little bit, having been when the big soccer game was played, I was in Israel, and walking, you couldn't walk up and down the street. And Israel wasn't involved, but yet people are so, they're just so excited about it. Every restaurant you went by, everybody in any car that you, any place you were, there was either a loudspeaker with the game being played, and it was really interesting to listen to it in Hebrew. There was that compelling interest. So I find that I'm swimming against the tide here when I talk about football, but I still have very strong feelings about it because my son was badly hurt when he was playing in college. No, it was high school. And I pulled him out, and he's had concussions, and he's had stuff in his brain, especially as he gets a little older. I won't go through the same thing that annoys everybody about what I say about parenting and making a choice. But at any rate, that's tough stuff. Now, also in the football column, a player for Brigham Young University died, but he had nothing, it didn't have anything to do with playing football. He was at home in Hawaii, and the wall in his home collapsed on him.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Sion, I think it's Vicoso.
This is just a freak accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, listen, This is not about, it certainly is not about football. But there wasn't much after the wall fell apart. Firefighters got to the scene, found a number of bystanders trying to remove rocks from the people who were trapped inside, because it wasn't just him, apparently, other members of his family. He was a big guy, gentle giant, he was described as. Sort of reminds me of the description of the rock from that neck of the woods. So, anyway, I don't know what to think, other than it's sad. Things in Hawaii, it depends on where you are, which island you are. They don't have the same building codes as do most of the other, you know, most, what am I going to say, advanced locations. Some of the older buildings, wherever you are, if you're in a part, I'm in a part of the world where there are still homes standing in my town that were built in the early 1700s, a couple of 1690, 1692. You don't think those things are, but the fact that they're still standing is something, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Might be said for that.
Structure.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, and there's this helicopter collision. Four people are dead there. Three have been seriously injured. A couple of helicopters collided down in Australia. And so you think about that. You know, when I saw that, I went right back to that air show a couple. When was that air show? Like last month, wasn't it? Four, maybe 5 weeks ago, where the two, there was a helicopter and an airplane that were participating in, or maybe it was a smaller plane and a bigger plane participating in an air show. They both worked for the same outfit, and they collided over the field, and I think four or five people were killed in that thing.
Oh, yeah. And then there was something I feel like this year, maybe it was last year now, but or 2021, 2022, but a race car who was trying to beat a rocket.
Oh!
Or the jet engine with the rocket, and that that was
right.
Deadly.
Yeah, they were going, man, imagine how fast they were going. All right, 18 after the hour, you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
It sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app to...
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Was that a Glockenspiel, Jerry?
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tuesday is upon us. It's time for some social media interaction. Jay Kirshner is here. I haven't heard too much of, I think I had too much to say in the last few minutes. And then give you a chance to get a word in edgewise. All right, well, social media is her thing. She's in charge of finding things that are trending about important people. I guess it depends on your definition of important. Martina Navratilova, I remember learning how to say her name and thinking it was kind of cool. I've always thought she was kind of cool, actually. She did a lot for the world of tennis and women in tennis. Now she's having a tough time because she has not one, but two cancer diagnoses, and we'll tell you about those after this. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVIDpayment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. All right, so, Jay, when you look at this, you got to be concerned. This story, Martina Navratilova, by the way, is 66 years old. She has a dual diagnosis.
Wimbledon champion.
Yeah, all right, she's a fabulous player. Throat cancer and breast cancer.
Yeah, she called it a double whammy, but it is still fixable. She was diagnosed in stage 1 for both of these cancers. The cancers are unrelated.
Okay,
but
so they've got
breast cancer and then the throat cancer is the cancer type for the throat cancer is HPV, which particularly responds well to treatment. So things are looking favorable for her. She's hoping things are favorable.
She had her first breast cancer problem 13 years ago, and has been. She keeps up. She's a very athletic-looking sort. I've been very, very... didn't she take on Billie Jean King and beat her? Do I remember that about her? I remember the Billie Jean King thing. It seems to me there was a lot of discussion about who was the better of the two, and turned out that I don't remember now. I'm talking like a guy with a paper hat, but I seem to remember that. And there's so many things you talk. You've been on the air as long as I've been. There's so many things you've talked about over the years. Okay, do I remember that or not? Or sometimes memories collide with other memories.
It all runs together.
Right. But anyway, the fact that it's stage one and they have caught it is something that's it's good. And with all the things that we've been talking about treatment-wise lately, if they catch it at that point, then there's a much better way, there's a much better sense that, okay, we can lick this. She is a dual citizen, both of America and her native Czechoslovakia. She got married in 2014. The lady she's married to is a housewife, and she was on The Real Housewives of Miami. Really?
Yeah, she's part of the Real Housewives series.
Yeah, all right, well, listen. Okay, so that's the update on Martina Navratilova, as I think we can all... There's probably nobody listening right now that hasn't had some experience with a close family member or a friend, somebody who's been... It's just the odds are, it's kind of like heart disease. The things that are most problematic for us health-wise, pretty much everybody's been touched by it one way or another. I certainly have, and in a pretty horrible way. So thank you, lucky stars, if you haven't been down this road yourself personally. Something to be thankful for as we start the new year. It's 28 after the hour. Good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The nation watched in horror last night when a player from the Buffalo Bills suffered a heart attack after making a tackle in the first quarter of the Monday Night Football game. ESPN announcer Joe Buck.
Tonight's Buffalo Bills-Cincinnati Bengals game has been postponed after Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin collapsed, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced. Hamlin received immediate medical attention on the field by team and independent medical staff and local paramedics. He was then transported to a local hospital where he is in critical condition.
Brian Koberger, the suspect killer of four University of Idaho students, made the 2,500-mile road trip home to Pennsylvania with his father and was pulled over twice along the way in Indiana, once for speeding and once for tailgating, according to his public defender. Reports are he will not fight extradition. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tuesday with Jay. Sounds like Tuesday with Maury. Do you ever read that book?
Yeah, we had to read that one in school. It was a heartbreaking. Good book.
Written by a fellow who's a talk host and has been in Detroit. Mitch Albom is his name. Been on the air for a long time. Long time. Veteran Detroit broadcaster and good writer, too. It's a good story. All right, so more.
Somebody didn't get that pineapple juice.
No, you know, I was up to my ears, yesterday and things. And, yeah, no, and it just comes and goes. So you talk for a second, and I'll get rid of it. Hold on.
It just comes and goes. It is one of those things where it's like it doesn't matter what time of year it is. Allergies are always there. Even when you don't have the outdoor allergies, you might have the indoor allergies.
Inside stuff.
Dust and dander or the pet dander.
Right. Yep. All right, so Happy New Year to those who weren't around yesterday to hear us talk about what's going on in the world. So I want to ask this question. This perhaps is a connection on social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. The question comes on a broadcaster. I think I've met this guy. Gary Hahn is his name. He works in radio in North Carolina. In fact, he does the North Carolina State University games, and he was calling a game with Maryland, providing an update on the score of another game in the Sun Bowl. And he said he gave the score UCLA 14, Pittsburgh 6, down among the illegal aliens in El Paso, which is where the game was being played. For making that statement, he was suspended indefinitely. Now, I have a real problem with that. Not that I necessarily agree or disagree. Well, I do kind of agree that there is a problem in El Paso with illegal aliens. So why would be, and I'd ask this of my radio brethren, who are often many of the people that listen, who are in radio stations, especially if you're out west, who are listening to us early in the morning preparing their own programs. Is this appropriate? Would this have turned you off? If this guy was working for you, would you have suspended him? The reference connected to the wave, the huge problem of undocumented migrants. And I have, how many times have I said this? More or less in the same context, right? Coming across the Rio Grande River into El Paso. And this has been a problem. It was somewhat curtailed under the Trump administration. The Biden administration has been severely criticized, and appropriately so, for the mess along the border, all along the border, from Brownsville, Texas, down to the very tip, all the way over to San Diego. And so all of these, you know, whether this guy is a Trump fan or not, I'm not, and I still agree. You don't have to be, unless you're some kind of a robot. You agree with some things and you disagree with other things. I happen to agree with Trump's stance on the issue is, and I don't agree with the Biden folks on this. And so you look at this guy saying that. Maybe it didn't have anything to do with the game, but there are a lot of people who do these games and have anecdotal stories to tell, you know, whatever it is. Was it the smartest thing he could say? Maybe not. But still, he gets suspended for saying that? What kind of a woke world, if that's the word we're going to use, politically correct world? I don't get it. Anyway, the fellow I remember we used to do on the talk radio countdown show, Jay, we had talk hosts from around the country who would come on the air and talk about what the issues were in their area. And there's a host in Seattle on Cairo, K-I-R-O. As a matter of fact, this program for a long time was carried on that station. Or was it the other station? I don't remember. One of the stations in Seattle. His name was Dory Munson. He died. He was only 61. He was an announcer for the Seattle football team, as well as doing a midday show, political show there. But you know, you think about it, every single day is a blessing, and that's kind of the way we ought to take our days. And maybe you resolve in the new year to take your life more seriously, not be more serious, but think about yourself and the people that you're around. And as we went through all of the things that people usually do when it comes to the beginning of the year, they make resolutions to do this, lose weight, stop smoking, stop drinking, all of that stuff that is good for you, but then you give up on it for whatever the reason. If you're all by yourself and it doesn't impact anybody, go for it. Kill yourself, help yourself, do all that stuff. But if there are people around in your family who you love, they love you, they depend on you, they need you, they want you, then why would you do that to yourself? It's very selfish, that kind of stuff. Look upon it. Look at it that way. It's just selfish to be like that. Okay. Yeah, you're very quiet today. Why are you so quiet?
You're going off on your.
Am I on my toots?
I'm not going to tell you how you feel is wrong. I feel like everybody's feelings are valid.
No, it isn't about that. It's just about what are your feelings. I would be interested to see what people on the social media scale have to say about that particular issue. Should he have been suspended for saying
what?
Yeah,
I just got that posted.
Okay. Here's something from the Saving Lives Department. This is somebody, the rescuing of a 10-year-old boy has made news around the world. He fell into a concrete pile at a construction site. He'd been searching for scrap metal with his friends. He fell down a 115-foot shaft. This is over in Vietnam. The construction of a bridge was going on. Most people say, I don't understand how he fell down there, but that's not the important thing. The rescuers are trying to get him out, working around the clock to pull him out. They're pumping oxygen down there to help him breathe, softening the soil around the pile so they can get down to him. Just imagine, this sort of thing can happen anywhere. And so under the circumstances, that's something, just to think about, again, at any moment, anything can happen that changes your reality. Any moment. Any moment. Mm-hmm. Right?
How many times have people stepped on grates and the grate falls through?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Okay, speaking of the border, down Mexico way, gunmen in an armored vehicle, it sounds like a movie, attacking a state prison just across the border in La Ciudad Juarez, just across from El Paso. They killed 10 guards and four inmates. Armed vehicles arrived.
Armored vehicles, yeah.
So were they trying to break somebody out?
They succeeded.
Huh?
A lot of people got out.
Yeah, so they just kind of... But it would seem as... Usually when there's something like that going on, it does. It feels like... I think it was Fast and Furious 5, where The Rock is after the bad guys, and supposedly Toretto was a bad guy, and then they get together to go after the real bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Doesn't this feel like the same kind of a thing?
Yeah, this was intense, because the 10
violence.
Guards who were killed, 13 additional mm-hmm. people who were wounded, at least 24 inmates escaped. They're still trying mm-hmm. to count.
Yeah. And you can be sure that they weren't nice guys. Whoever, the Mexican jails are full of people that you would never want to have anything to do with under any,
mm-hmm.
right? Under any circumstance.
Well, and two inmates were killed inside the prison, and then the gang members were allegedly shooting up the town, not just the prison. Four employees of a radio station were killed, who were doing a promotion at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like this wasn't just targeting the prison. They were causing chaos.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of violence, that's for sure. And, you know, you talk about violence. What is, you think about the Russians and the Ukrainians, right? And things that are going on in the name of trying to control people and places and things. I thought it was pretty interesting. Zelensky is held up as the darling of any number of groups. And apparently in Ukraine yesterday, Zelensky, as president, signed a law that regulates news media coverage. The people who are there, it expands the government's power to regulate journalists and journalism.
Doesn't it seem like a poor time to do something like that?
Yeah.
Well, any time would be a poor time, but specifically...
But does that speak to what he really is all about and what government in the Ukraine is really all about? It shuts down news sites. Now, you know, some of us who think that the news media is out of control here in our country would like to shut down some of them, but that's not the American way. We need to hear all kinds of information. I don't want to hear points of view. I want to hear information.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this move, does this shut down the connection that people may have or may need to have? You wouldn't get away with this in America, and you certainly wouldn't get away with it in probably most of the countries that are supporting Zelensky and his effort to throw the Russians out. But it sounds like a move that would happen in Russia. The news media, the people that represent freedom of the press over there, say it'll have a chilling effect on free speech. Duh. Really. So, all the people who are on the National Television and Radio Broadcasting Council in Ukraine are appointed by the president.
We know that the Ukrainian government is corrupt.
Yes, it is.
That's never been in question. We know this.
No. So... if you don't toe the mark, they shut you down. That's basically what it is. And so they have a national union of journalists over there, and they say this is an important threat to freedom in their country. How free can that country be? though, under the circumstances. They say, okay, well, we have a democracy. This guy got elected legitimately. I don't know. I'm not questioning, although a lot of people are these days, questioning whether or not we should be spending as much money in Ukraine as we are. It's not so much that we support Ukraine, it's that we don't support Russia. Would you say that was a fair assumption, a fair overview of the situation?
No country, no civilians, nobody should be invaded upon, especially in this day and age, and especially when you have somebody as evil as Putin.
Well, and the Chinese are evil, and they're trying to do the same thing in Taiwan. This is ours and not yours. There's a problem with one of the parks down in the Florida Keys. Those of you may have heard this. There has been a surge in visitors that are trying to use their coming. Migrants are coming over to the Florida Keys, and then they're just kind of assimilating into the population and just kind of, there have been a lot of people that have made landings by boat over the past couple of days since the beginning of the year, and they have just overwhelmed. So they didn't do it smart. They were clumsy with it, and just a whole bunch of people have come in, and now they've gotten the, you know, have you ever been to the Keys? I think the Keys are fabulous.
They're great down there.
It's just one of those special places. So they're closing everybody, especially these parks, to public access, trying to figure out who there are. About 300 or 400 migrants who have come in over the past couple of days, and they just, what are we going to do with them is the question. All right, 48 after, this is Good Day.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. 53 past the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Tuesday is upon us. A lot of optimistic news from the world of farm, food, and family, and yet there are things going on that are not necessarily good. Here to report to you on a couple of fires. There's one, there was an oven fire in Colorado Springs. Food left in an oven caused a fire that led to the death of an 82-year-old man in Colorado Springs.
Uh-huh.
Wow. The fire department, what's the matter with my, hear that in my voice? What, part of whatever's down in my throat. Hello. Anyway, firefighters came, there was smoke coming out of the apartment complex. Mm-hmm. The fire was under control, but the victim didn't make it. So be careful about food that you leave in the oven. Not especially if the oven. I've done this myself. Left to put things on the stove, and then I go back upstairs to work for a while, and I go, oh, man, I left that down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, especially if you don't hear a timer go off or you forget to set mm-hmm. the timer. Or how often have we used our ovens as storage for something else, or even
yeah.
pots and pans? And
we're
supposed to take those out while we're preheating.
Right, you turn them on, and then mm-hmm. boom.
Or if you have young children, they might put one of their toys in the oven, not even thinking.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, here's another fire, a chicken coop caught fire and a family farm. This is down near Raleigh in North Carolina. Fire crews monitoring the flames. It was an abandoned chicken coop. The new chicken coops are pretty much made like out of those Morton buildings. They're all metal. But I grew up on the farm that had, we all had old chicken coops. Actually the one that I have now is made out of wood. Now I'm thinking about it. But there's no electricity in there. So this would be hard to imagine how, it would catch fire. But it's just, again, a word to the wise is sufficient this time of year. Here's a story about a couple of fellas who are making edible cement from food waste. Huh. Pair of researchers have launched a startup that turns food waste into cement. Has 4 times the bending resistance that cement does. Cement's not flexible. Apparently this stuff is. So what do you think the applications for this are? Wow. Building material. This thing can produce any simple object. You can make small, you can make chairs out of it. You can make little, you can make things that you can use to eat, like plates and cups and that sort of thing. Yeah, go ahead.
It makes you wonder why it wasn't done before.
Yeah.
Why did nobody think of this earlier?
Right. Yeah, well, it's one of those things. Sometimes these things happen by accident. Sometimes they're not looking for a way to reduce food waste, but it just happens that they're doing it. You know, there are a lot of people now who are focusing back to that term regenerative, you know, that development that I'm working, the agrihood that I'm working on building here in my hometown. This is all about, the agricultural part of it is all about regenerative. But the buildings also, we're taking some old buildings and repurposing them, making them, there's a huge, almost 10,000 square foot house here, that has been, it's a big, huge house that wasn't very easy to heat. And, you know, had conventional gas and electricity and stuff. So we're converting. You're going to put solar panels on the roof. So that provides the heat. We're putting a well in. That'll provide the water. You know, stuff like that. That is very much on the minds of people. Not necessarily in this country, although we ought to be doing more of that sort of thing. But it is the wave. So anyway, back to the cement that's made from cabbage, coffee grounds, orange rinds, squash, pumpkin waste, banana peel, seaweed, onion scraps. They're making bathroom tile out of it. All right, listen to this. Cups and plates. This is apparently the Chinese cabbage makes the strongest cement. That's hard to imagine. What is there? What's the property that it has that they found?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they just...
What do they do to your insides when you eat it?
Yeah. Right. What, cabbage? Well, you know if you're close to somebody who's had a lot of cabbage that they've had a lot of cabbage, if you know what I mean. There's a little bit. Extraneous.
Well, there's just some foods like deli meat where if you eat a lot of it, it just comes out of your pores.
Yeah, right. You smell. Literally, you smell. And so, you know, there are other things. What? You know, I was trying to think of the other things that make you smell. And maybe we should stop the conversation at this point. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.